I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Today I'm going to talk about a puzzling scientific quirk that confuses many beginning treasure hunters. Have you ever gotten a signal from your metal detector, but when you tried to dig the target, you couldn't find anything? And then when you swung your detector over the hole again, you didn't get a beep. It's like the target had disappeared. What in the world was going on there? The odds are that you have just experienced a first-hand demonstration of the halo effect. Here's what I'm talking about. When a coin has been in the ground for a long time, the elements of nature begin a slow but constant attack on the coin. Rainwater and melting snow washes over the buried coin and causes molecules of the metal to separate from the coin. Acidic elements in the soil and in pine needles and tree leaves cause ions of metal to leach from the coin. These leached molecules flow away a short distance from the coin. The result of this chemical action is that a halo of metal forms around the coin. This so-called halo makes the coin look much larger to your metal detector than it really is. And this means that coins with a leached halo around them can be detected much deeper than coins that have not been in the ground long enough to leach or have not been exposed to whatever moisture is necessary to create the halo. Let's take a quick side road here. You probably know that air testing a new detector really doesn't tell you a lot, because some detectors are much better than others in penetrating the ground, and this won't show up in an air test. But what you may not know is that when you bury a coin, say 6 inches deep, and then try to detect it with your detector and you can't find it, you still haven't given your detector a fair test, because a newly buried coin gives off a much different signal than does a coin that has been in the ground for several years. So don't give up on that detector that can't find a freshly buried coin. Okay, back to our halo effect. You hear the beep, you dig, and you find nothing. Why? Probably the coin you located had been in the ground long enough to produce a large halo, and your detector was ringing in on the halo more so than the coin itself. That large halo made your detector think the coin was, say, 5 inches deep, when really it was 10 inches deep. And when you dug into the ground, you destroyed that fragile halo. And because the halo made you think the coin was shallower than it really was, you probably didn't dig deep enough to find the coin. Now that the halo effect is gone, the signal is gone too, because the coin is too deep for your detector to find when it can't detect the halo. But if indeed the first beep was caused by the coin's halo, then the coin is still there, beneath the bottom of the hole you've just dug. This is when a pinpointer really comes in handy. Just shove your pinpointer straight down into the bottom of the hole, and if you're lucky, it will beep at the deeper coin. If not, try digging down a few more inches and then scout the hole with your pinpointer again. If all this fails, then re-examine the dirt you've removed from the hole. The target may be in one of the chunks of earth you discarded. Or it may still be in the hole, but along the side rather than at the bottom. Once in a while, you won't find anything no matter how hard you look. That's just one of the quirks of metal detecting. It may be that the object was a nail, or a bottle cap, or washer that had completely rusted away but left a big halo, and when you destroyed the halo, there was nothing left to find. One other note about halos. All coins have them. Now, pure gold or pure silver wouldn't produce halos, but no coins are pure gold or pure silver. American silver and gold coins are both actually 10% copper, and the copper in these coins leaches out over time and gives you that marvelous halo that allows you to dig up these deeper treasures. For more articles about treasure hunting and metal detecting, check out the bottom of my webpage at treasuremanual.com. treasuremanual, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.